Iran and the United States have denied reports that a draft deal has been circulated during nuclear talks in the Swiss city of Lausanne.
No draft exists. We haven't started drafting yet. We did some drafting months ago in Vienna, but then that process stopped. We have not restarted it yet. There is no draft, actually. And the numbers, figures which are mentioned here and there are just imaginations, and we have not come to any concrete agreement yet and on any issue. Even on those issues that we have some solutions.
A senior U.S. State Department official also said the fundamental framework issues are still under comprehensive discussion and that no draft document has been circulated. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said negotiations over Tehran's nuclear energy program have reached an extremely complicated point.
We're moving. It's very difficult because this has been an extremely complicated negotiations, and now we have reached the final inning, as they say, and that requires us to do a lot of work, and that requires very intensive discussions, and that's what we're doing. I think it's good that we are having intensive discussions. It means that we're getting anywhere, somewhere, but we are still some distance from that position that we can say we have an understanding.
Zarif further told Press TV that the Iranian delegation will stay in Lausanne as long as it is necessary. Iran's top diplomat made those comments after a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz have also held several rounds of talks over the technical aspects of Iran's nuclear program. The talks are part of negotiations between Iran and the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council, plus Germany. The two sides have less than 2 weeks to reach a political framework agreement. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Homa Lezgi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now via Skype from Lausanne itself. Homa, tell us a bit more about these denials as well as what we're expecting in the coming days.
Right, I'll start by commenting about what you just said at the end of that news piece there, reaching a framework political agreement. Now, what I'm hearing in this round in Lausanne, Bagar, is that the sides have been saying basically what they want to reach actually by the end of March. They don't want to call it an agreement, because when we give names like agreement, that would imply sides signing something on paper. They don't want to do that. It looks like, from what I'm hearing, that the sides want to, by the end of March, reach some kind of, even we could say, a verbal understanding, just to announce verbally, not even on paper, that, okay, we have found the solutions that we're looking for. Now we have common solutions to the problems that we've been discussing. And from this stage on, meaning from the end of March onwards, we have until the end of June, which is the real deadline, to start drafting and to start writing the exact points that have to be considered in order for those common solutions to be implemented and to be worked out. Now, the stage that we're in now, that Mr. Zarif described as a very complicated stage, is still at the stage of considering those solutions. The good news is that it seems that a lot of these solutions have already been found, but still there are some issues. We're hearing two or three issues. These are speculations that are being made that the sides still need to work on in order for solutions to be found on them. We're also hearing that these issues concern, one of them, the duration of a comprehensive agreement. We had, based on various consultations before this, the number of 10 years for the duration of a deal. It looks like the sides haven't yet agreed on the exact time or the duration of the deal under which Iran, under that time, will be obligated to, scale back its nuclear activities, and then after that, when enough trust is built, etc., then its case would be normalized. The other issue that's causing disagreements, it seems, is the issue of sanctions, how to remove them, and under what timetable. And we're hearing that the sanctions issue is not related to generally economic sanctions that have been imposed on Iran, but more the arms embargoes that Iran has been facing, and also the sanctions that are directly...
Okay, Helma, I do apologize for interrupting you. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do sincerely appreciate that update.